advice to students, art students, students in general, what would you say to them?
Be honest to themselves to the extent that you're going to have to work very hard. It's not easy. It's like digging ditches. But you got to learn the fundamentals, which is drawing. Drawing is the basis of my field. Without that, you're in deep doo-doo. Because drawing, 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 and then you learn the basics of painting. You learn that in oil. Oil is your Latin language of my field. Because you learn value, you learn color, you learn style, you learn all of this that you can move around. And if you goof it up, you can always wipe it back off and start over again. And once you learn in oil, you can work in any medium. Because you learn the basic principles of color, design. Just stay away from watercolor, stay away from acrylic, stay away from everything until you learn the principles in oil, the Latin language. People say, well, what'd you learn about acrylic? I said, I knew about it all the time. What'd you learn watercolor? Knew about it all the time. Because it's all value, color, design. Learning the technique is no big deal because you know the basic principles. You're not floundering on what color, what value, or these sort of things. Because you already have that ingrained in you. Then the little variation on a theme, and all sculpture is drawing. And most humbling of all mediums, because it's 360 degrees. And you move that thing 3/4 of an inch sometimes, and it's a different ball game. It just rips you, because you find out just how little you know a lot of times, and how you think you know it all. Forget it.
You think it's possible for somebody who would like to draw, they're not very good at it, but they would like to do it and maybe even paint, that if they took lessons, can any of this be taught?
Yes.
And somebody could do more than they expected, but they may never be outstanding, but it could be taught.
Yes, because everybody of average intelligence has a talent. It's usually buried because of being intimidated. I can't do that. That's the dirtiest word in the English language is can't. I was never smart enough to know what that meant because I never put a barrier up. If I wanted to do something, I was going to figure out how to do it. I get kicked in the face a lot, but I learned how to do it. And other people, not having the gift I was loaned, they could do it because so many people that I've taught, I mean, I've had doctors, engineers, lawyers, geologists that were in my classes that I taught as what I call my professional classes. They all had that desire, but they never tried to do it. And then they found out that I was having classes. And they said, gee, I've always wanted to be able to do that. Just like, I always wanted to be able to play the harmonica. Someday when I get old, I'm going to learn how to play the harmonica. I love the harmonica. And it's an issue, you just carry it around with you. But other people come to me all the time and say, I'd love to be able to do what you can do. And I said, well, you can. But you have to get instructed properly, and that's the key ingredient. There ain't too many people out there that are teaching them the basics that gives them confidence. It's not an easy field to learn. I know that, and I had a head start.
I noticed this morning on television that former President George Bush was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Jay asked him what he was doing. He says, well, I've taken up painting. And he said, I have something here for you. And he handed him a portrait of Jay Leno.
No kidding.
What I could see quickly, it looked pretty good. Uh-huh. And the president said, and it's changed my life.
Yeah.
I was so taken with that. Here's a man who's been president, governor, and all that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's choosing not to really live in that world, but painting changed his life.
It has changed a lot of lives of people. As I said, Sinatra turned him to a pretty damn good painter. I know two or three actors, and I'm trying to think of one. On Golden Pond.
Fonda.
Fonda. Hell of a painter. In his hotel rooms when he was doing stage shows, he would do paintings of the room he was in, still lives of his rooms. Beautiful, professional as all get out. And many people in the, quote, celebrity or political or whatever field paint or sculpt. George Montgomery was an actor, he took up sculpture. I saw his one-man show in L.A., and it was unbelievable how good that guy was. He was a pro doing Western sculpture. I have two pieces of his furniture in my home. When he first started doing a hobby, it was woodworking. And a friend of mine that I grew up with was married to Louise O'Brien, the singer. They were in California, and they became close to George somehow, somewhere. And Luke bought a couple pieces of his furniture that he did. I've got a coffee table in my living room that's the damnedest looking thing you ever saw. And then a TV cabinet and a dresser, all made by George Montgomery. I wish they were signed, but he bought those things. And when he moved to New York, I bought them from him. He didn't even hardly charge me anything for them. He didn't want to take them with him. He didn't have any room to carry a bunch of furniture. So I got these great pieces, but Montgomery came a really pro sculptor throughout history. Winston Churchill took up painting and was scared to death of a blank canvas, and his neighbor came over, and he was sitting out there, and somebody told him to get an easel and paints and so forth, and he's sitting on his patio. He was going to do a landscape, but here's this brilliant mind, brilliant adventurer and everything, but that blank canvas just scared the hell out of him. His neighbor came over, who was a professional painter, landscape painter, and asked Winston, he says, well, I just don't want, and he had no idea how to start. This guy sat down, he set up his paints and so forth, and he went, ba-da-da-da-da. Churchill said, really? That's the way you do it? He said, yeah. You look at that color, and you start thin, and you work thick. And he became a pretty good painter. A friend of mine here in town owned about four Winston Churchill originals. You hear people all the time that say, God, I wish I could do what you do. You can, but you got to get some instruction.
Here you are, 85, and you're still painting, aren't you, and sculpting?
Yep.
Well, I want to thank you for our time together here. It's been extremely interesting.
Well, I hope I haven't bored you too much.
You have not. You're great at details and telling us stories, and so the story will live on forever and ever and ever, your voice.
You know, when you've done something, the time and hard work, your mind retains an awful lot of that. And unfortunately, I got a damn near photographic mind, which people say, you're too damn old to remember all that stuff. And I said, really? You go through what I've been through. You don't forget stuff very much because you had to work awfully damn hard to get it. And so I said, I'm like an elephant. It takes me a long time to get something. I was always a plotter. But I said, when I got something, you ain't going to take it away from me. That's for damn sure.
Well, we're glad you remembered it. Thank you very much, Jay.
You bet.